Hey, fearless fundraisers, I'm Dawn Lago. It's time to buckle up. It's a new episode of Raise Nation Radio, the one and only podcast made to inspire fundraisers just like you to continue making impact in our communities, building better tomorrows, and exchanging ideas. So whether you're a trailblazer or seasoned pro, you're going to pick up the trends that transform your fundraising. And together, we'll dive into lively conversations and chat with industry-leading fundraisers and thought leaders to explore hot-button issues and innovative ideas. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes while we inspire you to embrace the future of fundraising. Yeah, right, let's get going. So does anybody in our Raise Nation audience have a fear of heights? Well, if you do, I don't know, this one might be a tough conversation for you, but I encourage you to stick with us because we have an exciting, exhilarating, fun bucket list fundraising program to talk about. And it's so cool because we have the producers and the nonprofit all on this show to talk about something really, really exciting. So Raise Nation, when I say buckle up, I mean really buckle up, like put all the buckles on in all the places, because this is going to be a good show. So what am I talking about, right? You're like, all right, where's Dawn going with this right now? Guess what? We have Katie Taylor with us. She's the president of Granted and co-chair, listen to this, co-chair of Over the Edge. Now, hopefully that sounds familiar to you because we also had Michelle Hodrick with us. She's an account manager at Over the Edge. We're going to be talking about what Over the Edge means. But first, I want to introduce and welcome my guest to the show. Katie, Michelle, how are you?
Doing well, Dawn. Thank you for having us today.
Yes, well, so you, are either one of you afraid of heights?
I'm scared to death of heights.
Which is funny since I work for Over the Edge.
Yeah, it sure is funny, Michelle. Well, we're going to get into that because some of our audience may know what Over the Edge is, but some of our audience might not know. I am fascinated, intrigued, and I got to tell you, it's a bucket list item for me. Katie, maybe I'll come to one of your fundraisers because I really need to do this in my life. But before we go there, because I think our audience is a little intrigued right now, before we go there, I want our audience to get to know both of you. So let's start with you, Katie, if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself. What do you do at Granted? What does it mean to be co-chair of Over the Edge? I've heard of co-chairs of a lot of things, but not specifically Over the Edge. And whatever you want to share about yourself personally so that we can get to know you. And then Michelle will jump to you.
Sounds good. So as Dawn said, my name is Katie Taylor, and I am the president of Granted, which is a nonprofit in Evansville, Indiana, which grants wishes for children with life-threatening and terminal illnesses. So we both grant the wishes, but we also have a Beyond the Wish programming where we have those families in our Granted family from the time they join us on. So we help with trips to hospitals, providing Christmas for families that are struggling, having family parties so they can join other families maybe that are in their similar situations that they are. And so it is just an honor to serve as president. I've been president for about 2 years now. And through that, I also, when I first started, we first started the Over the Edge event as one of our fundraisers. I became the co-chair, and we have a committee of about 21 individuals, both on our board as well as committee members.
Wait, 21?
21 committee members.
Okay. I think we're a little jelly right now. That's impressive. Okay. Just wanted to make sure I was hearing right.
Is and they are all very involved. We have subcommittees within our Over the Edge committee. This has been a game changer for us, for our fundraising as well as awareness of Granted in Evansville and the services we provide. And that's my volunteer work. Granted is a volunteer organization for all our board members. And I also work in higher education and do campus visit and special event planning at the University of Evansville.
All right, you're not busy. My goodness. That's a full plate. Well, so good to get to know you. I'm so glad you're here with us today to have this discussion. Let's move over to Michelle. Perhaps, Michelle, you can introduce yourself, but why don't we also explain what Over the Edge is, what a peer-to-peer rappelling event is, and of course, anything you want to share personally so that we can get to know you a little better.
Yes, thank you again for having us. And we are all jealous of Katie and her committee. I'm not going to lie. But I am Michelle Hudrick. As you mentioned, I'm an account manager with Over the Edge. I have been with Over the Edge for 7 years now. But prior to that, I worked in the nonprofit sector for about 10 years and got to plan an Over the Edge event. So I fell in love with the process. I thought it was an amazing organization with what they do around the U.S. and Canada that I wanted to be a part of it. So when a position opened, I did leave what I knew of nonprofits and got to bring that to Over the Edge. So what is Over the Edge? It's what it sounds like. We are going to take you to a rooftop in your community.
Okay.
And you will very safely rappel down the side of a building. Yes, rappel.
Operative word, safely. Yes. Okay, good.
We will have all of the buckles. We will have all of the things. All of our technicians will come into your town and set everything up. They are all SPRAT certified, which it's all, you know, rope access. They have knowledge. You don't want me tying knots. I can teach you how to fundraise. I can teach you how to use platforms. But they come in and they handle everything. Where you
turnkey, it's completely turnkey fundraising opportunity.
When we are on site, yes. And for the nonprofits that partner with us, they will have a peer-to-peer fundraising page. I know Katie uses One Cause and loves One Cause.
I didn't pay anyone to say that, I promise.
Okay. Katie sends it all the time. Katie loves One Cause. So we will, you know, they will get to pick their own platform and we will help them learn how to recruit, how to build that committee that Katie is talking about, how to encourage fundraisers to raise more, how to get a new demographic of fundraisers. So Over the Edge is with you from beginning to end to teach you or guide you on how to create this event. And then the payoff is that bucket list, the excitement in your community. It's great for media because it's something different. It's not a golf outing or a walk. You are rappelling off the side of a building. And the cool thing is every time the participants will then drive by that building, walk by that building, go into that building to go to work, it's an amazing feeling to know you were on that roof and you got to rappel down the side. So being afraid of heights, it's still amazing every time I get to see that view on the roof, and you feel so safe once you're in our gear and with our technicians that the fear doesn't go away, but the safety takes over and you know that you're fine.
And you're doing it for a good cause, a higher purpose. And it really takes runs, walks, rides. It's hard to stay to a completely different level. There's some exclusivity built into this too, right? Michelle, this is available to any nonprofit, but you have to kind of like get your license, if that's the right term. Like you don't do these anywhere. Like you kind of have to, it's exclusive, I think is what I'm trying to say, right? So like, it's not as if though a rappelling event is taking place in your area Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you're, you know, trying to stand out in the competition. Over the Edge has really created a scenario where it is exclusive for that nonprofit to kind of borrow or own that license. Can you explain how that works?
Yes. All of our markets are divided by the metropolitan population, and each market, depending on that size, will get that amount of that many licenses. So for instance, Evansville, Indiana, where Katie is a market that only has one license. So
wow, Katie,
are around that area. Yes. So we make sure that it's exclusive. There are markets, you know, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for instance, has two licenses. So there will only be two. And if you want to have exclusivity, we offer that you can purchase that second license to secure that you are the only one in your town being able to host an event. But it depends on the size of your market on how many licenses we will offer.
I love that.
Yep. And then we still try to space them out as much as we can. Most of our towns, you know, have one to two licenses. Some have four. You know, Chicago and LA have, I think Los Angeles has the most. But again, the bonus of this event is still because you tie everything to your mission. So even if there are two events in your town, people are doing this for you and your cause and their bucket list. So it's still successful because it's not once a week. It's
right.
maybe twice a year.
So I love it.
We try to protect everyone and make it exclusive so that everyone can own it, or whoever owns it, owns it. So
I love it. I get chills just talking about it. I can't imagine the spectacle, right? I mean, I'm sure there's crowds and signage and corporate partners and all of this gear and equipment. And all of a sudden you see people on tops of buildings, and what is going on, right? Because you don't see that every day. It's almost like a Superman, Supergirl kind of scenario. And then you see people dropping off metropolitan buildings safely, right? And I'm sure there's cheering, and I really get chills. Katie, I have to ask you, I'm from New Jersey, but One Cause is in Carmel, Indiana. So I don't know how far are you from Carmel?
I'm about 3 hours. We're the southern tip of the...
I was going to try to figure out a way that I needed to be in Indiana for work and then join your event. But 3 hours. I'll figure it out anyway.
April 25th and 26th.
April 25th. Okay, so I got the dates now. I'll figure something out. Katie, I got to ask, as part of your planning, you know, your fundraising strategy and your planning board, what led you to a rappelling event to raise funds for your very, very important cause and mission? Like, how did you get here? And how long have you been doing it?
So we've completed 3 years of Over the Edge.
Wow.
And we have our fourth event in April. We were looking for something unique that would both, one, assist with fundraising, but also assist with awareness. And it's something we had talked about a couple years before I joined the board, as far as looking over the edge, but we just didn't have a building at the time. And your building sponsor is the key to a successful event as you go through, because they really truly are your partners through the nonprofit, the building sponsor, as well as Over the Edge. That trifecta of group really does pull off your event. And so we partnered with a local company that said yes. And that yes was the most important yes as we started our process. And we have just hit the ground running ever since. But our event has been transformational for our organization, both financially and awareness. Having the awareness, it brings your nonprofit into light, as well as the services that you're able to provide those children or whatever nonprofit mission that you're following.
Wow. So I heard that a little on top of this amazing event that you're doing and incredible approach to your fundraising, a little birdie told me that your participants also dress up on top of everything else. Is that true? And tell me more about that.
It is. When you mentioned, being a Superman, Superwoman kind of feeling, you'll see that on top of our building. We had the first
Wait, what building is it? What building are you rappelling off of?
So it's a 9-story building in downtown Evansville, the CenterPoint Energy building.
Okay.
The river. So it's a gorgeous location, a great area for kind of on ground activities as well throughout the day. But we had about probably 60-65% of our participants dressed up the first year.
Wow.
But when they got down there and they saw people dressed up as Gene Simmons or as Peter Pan or a superhero, that really kind of took off. In our second and third year, we probably had at least 85% of our participants dressed up, if not more. And that's the exciting part. That makes people feel like a team, whether they're all dressed up as Tom or Travis Kelce's girlfriends, or if they're dressed up as Kiss, like the band Kiss. It really just adds to the excitement. And when you look up there and you see, a superhero going over the edge, you're excited. It draws your attention, it draws your excitement in, and it also makes people want to do it next year because they see the fun that the teams are having. And it really just adds to the whole experience itself.
So tell me what's going on the ground. Like what's happening as people are rappelling? I think we can visualize that, actually, I can't, but wow, that wow factor. But what's happening on the ground while people are rappelling?
Sure. We do have a full street festival on the ground as well. The Centerpoint building parking lot is a huge parking lot that you can see anywhere in the parking lot. You can look up and see those individuals rappelling. But it takes about an hour process from the time they check in to they go through staging, get trained, because there's a training process that goes into it just so you know how to work the equipment and feel comfortable in that aspect. If they go down, but they're bringing their families and their friends to watch them rappel. So we want to make sure those individuals, one, are engaged and encouraged to be there. That does turn into future rappellers, but also it just gives the kids especially something to do while they're waiting for their family. So we have face painting, sidewalk chalk. We have
a tournament.
We have sponsor booths, food trucks. Fire and SWAT are usually there with trucks for the kids.
I'm coming to this event.
I mean, it's a really cool thing. We also do, we've done for a couple of years, a virtual rappelling station. That kind of started the first year just as the thought of, we had a couple of our wish children that wanted to rappel that couldn't rappel off the actual building. But over the edge set up a tripod on the ground and we had someone go down and do a video of the rappel, like a 360-degree video. So the wish children could be suspended in a safe environment and actually feel like they were part of the event as well. And so that...
So inclusive. I love it. I mean, you really thought of everything.
And I mean, we have a booster and granted information, and it just, it's fun. There's music. Our radio station partners are there playing movie or playing music. They're doing the announcing for us. But I mean, we just have a lot of really high level support and just excitement on the ground as well. This past year, we had some fitness classes as well. So there were multiple gyms in town, Cycle Bar Fitness. They brought actually bikes down to the street area and they set up and they sold classes down there for their members to come down there. So they were there participating. We had a gauntlet class, a yoga class. Some of our local dance studios, like little kid dance studios, came and did during our rope checks, which are the safety checks Over the Edge does. They performed for the audience. So it really is just a big party on the ground. And we want to make sure that everyone has fun and enjoys themselves. And we do too.
Yeah. So let's talk about the fundraising a little bit. I have so many questions. I don't even know where to start, but I do want to talk about the fundraising. So participants have a registration fee to rappel, and are they also responsible to donate while anyone part of this party and festival and community is also learning about, granted, the mission and can donate at any time? Are there merch sales? Are like, what's going on for the fundraising aspect of it?
So we have every participant does a $75 registration fee in order to sign up. But they can do that. And in order to actually go over the edge, they have to raise $1,000 per person.
Oh, in order to go over the edge. Oh, I like the way you positioned that. Okay, so 75. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Go ahead.
In most, I mean, some reach just $1,000, but others, we had one individual this past year that raised $10,000, the year before he raised $17,000. And so we have people that go far above and beyond. And so there's different incentives at the different levels. So that's one aspect of our fundraising is just the $1,000 fundraising group that they have to do. We also have sponsors. We have $2,500 level sponsors up to $15,000 level sponsors. We do merch sales on ground. And so we have sweatshirts, t-shirts, gear of different kinds. And then we have, since we grant wishes, we have a wishing well. That we don't charge for the face painting. We don't charge for the different things, but we ask people just to drop in, you know, extra change or money just to support whatever they can afford because we want to make sure it is inclusive for everyone. Some people can't afford to do $1,000, but they may be able to do five. And so every little bit helps. So we have different kind of stages of fundraising participation, but we have, it has, like I said earlier, transformational. This has been by far the biggest fundraiser we've ever done and the most funds that come in from it.
Would you mind if I asked what you achieved in fundraising and what was your goal, or can you share that with us a little bit?
Sure. So our goal our first year, we were hoping to get about $100,000 to $150,000 for the first year. The first year we had $267,000.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, that deserves a round of applause. Good for you.
And then over the past 3 years, we are almost, we're at 821,000, a little bit more than 821,000 in 3 years.
So I think this episode's over right now. That is fantastic.
This year will be our million-dollar year. We will reach $1 million for 4 years after this year.
Katie, wow. You know what? We're going to drop for a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the support from Over the Edge and how Granted and Over the Edge works together to make it. I mean, you said 21 committee member. I was like, oh, wow, that's generous. But now that I hear everything that you're doing, I don't know how you don't have 50, 60 committee member. But so now we're going to piece this all together and figure out how you actually accomplish it all. But we'll be right back after this commercial.
Get ready to take fundraising to new heights with Over the Edge. Join us during the RAISE conference and experience a unique urban rappelling event. It's our 20th anniversary, and we're celebrating by offering an exhilarating way to raise funds, meet new donors, and boost awareness. Don't miss your chance to make a real impact. Visit our exhibit booth to experience a virtual rappel and go to overtheedgeglobal.com to learn more today. Over the Edge Urban Rappelling, changing lives one descent at a time. Visit online and at the conference. Dare to make a difference.
All right, welcome back. If you're excited as I am about our topic today and what it takes to go over the edge, you know that we're talking to Katie Taylor from Granted and Michelle Hodrick from Over the Edge, and we're going to get into the how-tos right now. So welcome back. Michelle, I want to turn it back over to you. We heard some of those impressive fundraising that Granted is doing, as well as all of the activities to produce a good Over the Edge event. So how do you partner with nonprofits to make it happen? And I guess this question is for both of you. How does Granted and Over the Edge work together to make all this magic happen?
So we start working together pretty much as soon as the nonprofit decides that they want to do an Over the Edge event. So it starts off, we provide all the planning materials that they could need. We cater it to each nonprofit, because some nonprofits have been doing events for years and they don't need a whole lot of support from Over the Edge. And other nonprofits, they're a two-person organization and this is the first event they've ever done. So we cater our partnership to each organization. We help them with their strategic plan. We help them with how they're going to market the event. We help them with what steps they need to take to hit their goals. And we're with them along the way. We also are very big into collaboration. So for instance, Katie has done quite a few calls step-by-step with our partners on how Granted succeeded the way they did. We also put everyone together based on the size of the markets they're in or the amount of years that they've hosted an event, because we have events that have hosted for 15 years straight. It's not a one and done. It grows each year. So the longer you do it, the more your community knows about it. So we partner all of our organizations together so that we can all learn from each other and do multiple things. And I know that this is audio, so people cannot necessarily see, but one thing about Over the Edge, you mentioned the exclusivity. We do not have an age limit. Anybody can rappel as long as they're between 100 and 300 pounds. And this will only be this little girl that rappelled at Katie's event. Never mind. I can't do it. she was at the top of the building. She was sobbing. She was at the edge. Her dad was beside her. They were rappelling together. And she went from so excited to she was afraid because she was at the edge. She was 11. But she wanted to do it. So our techs talked to her. They're like, you know, I don't know how they do what they do. This little girl got to the bottom and was so happy.
Beaming.
Ecstatic. And she got to see the tech team later that evening, because Katie's team also does a party at the end of the night that everyone's invited to. And she came over and she hugged him and thanked him. And he said that was the best part of his day, because he got to help her. She will never forget that. Like, she's 11 years old. She can face any challenge right now. And she did it for the kids that couldn't necessarily do it. So I know I went on a tangent and I apologize, but this event.
Good to hear. Yeah. I mean, that donor connection, the participant connection, and how you make them feel is everything. So
it's amazing because everybody works together and all the nonprofits partner. We had five other nonprofits that came to Katie's event this year, and all of those organizations are still talking and sharing ideas. So Over the Edge is all about putting everyone together so we can all learn from each other to grow each other's event and make a difference in every community that we can possibly make a difference in. So yeah, I don't know if that answers your question, but that we try to help everyone in whatever way they need the help.
So Katie, how important is the relationship with Over the Edge, you know, to you? How has it grown? How do you contribute? You know, they have a product, Repelling, which they do safely and handle all of those details, which I can't even imagine. Like, what board do you have to submit to say, hey, we're going to be jumping off of a roof, you know, on April 24th and into a parking lot? I can't imagine. So kudos to Over the Edge for making it easier for nonprofits. But what does that mean, Katie, for you? And granted, you know, it's just a fun event and it's accomplishing so many things: awareness, fundraising, connection, community, right? I mean, it's all the things. How does the Over the Edge company and their way they approach the partnership with you contribute to the success?
Sure. So they make it possible. That first year when you sign up to do this, it is daunting. I mean, because you have to track it, this list, all these things you have to do, and you don't know what you're doing. But, you know, partnering with Michelle, like, it's not so much a working relationship, it's a family. I mean, like, you feel like you're part of each other's family. You know that if you need something, they're there. They're there for support. They're there if you need to just bounce ideas, if you just need to vent, if you need to just kind of just, like, you know, like, information dump is whatever you need to do. They're there to support the whole way. It's not just you sign a contract and here, you know, here's your information, do it. Like, it's a continuous process. We usually start our meetings and fundraising process usually about August. Our event's been launched for a little bit for this year, but typically not until usually September, October, November as we start seeing Repellers start signing up as it gets closer to time. But it's not just the time period we're getting ready to plan for our event. Like, Michelle and I have been in contact, you know, throughout the year. Like, you know, you're always kind of touching base and you know you have that support base. Without that, like, you don't have an event. The texts that come also are phenomenal. When you're there, they're there to answer questions, to be there for support. It is like a family reunion when they come. We've had similar texts each year and they are part of, like, the Grandin family. Michelle came to our event this year. I mean, it was, you just feel excited as it goes.
I can feel the excitement from both of you for sure. I mean, you're popping off the screens really and the mics for sure. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Katie.
No, you're fine. No, it just, I mean, you know you're doing it for a good cause, but you're enjoying it too through the whole process because you know all the work and all the hours you're doing is making a difference for the children, for whatever mission you're looking to accomplish. It is making that difference and you're doing it with those that you trust and that you that support and work with you.
Yeah, it's a special company. I got to meet Lisa Davenport at AFPICon. We chatted a little bit there. And I just feel that everyone I talk to at Over the Edge is just has their heart in what they do. And we can certainly hear that in this podcast. But Katie, back to you. You mentioned that you've already launched and in the September, October timeframe, you'll start getting Repellers signing up and you're getting that under the way. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask how you do that. I mean, I happen to know, but you're using technology to connect the dots between the event and the community. Can you talk to us a little bit about the software that you're using that makes the fundraising possible?
So when we first started the event, we did talk to several different companies to see what their products could do, how we could interact with them. I am not a tech person at all. But we decided to go with OneCause when we chose our software, and it was the best decision we made. For someone that is not good at technology, I feel very confident when I'm using the technology. I'm lead our website committee, and that has been a game changer with the interaction with our Repellers. It makes it easy for the repellers to sign up, to fundraise, to promote, you know, to add pictures, you know, get their teams going. We both use both an individual method as well as a team method for fundraising and for the repelling aspect. So it's just $1,000 average per team. And so some of the teams are very active. They raised $30,000, $40,000. We had a 60-person team. And so regardless of what our repellers need to do as far as how they decide to do their repelling experience, One Cause has been very easy for our repellers to use as they go through. Also on the tracking purposes, it's really important for this level of event and this much funds that are coming in to make sure that everything is coming in smoothly, which it has. It also gives us a good platform to promote our sponsors. You want to, you know, just thank those sponsors that are supporting you throughout the process. And on this, on the platform, it really does give that opportunity both to support our sponsors, the mission, and the fundraising in general.
Wow, good to hear. I mean, it sounds like we have a nice little trifecta family going on here between the three of us. So that's good to hear. Can we shout out your consultant? Do you know your peer-to-peer consultant here at One Cause?
We've actually worked with several. We have one, Patrick Irish?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Patrick. Yeah, shout out to Patrick Irish.
It's who we do all of, like, the main contract work, but he's also...
I think that's your customer success manager, probably.
It is. But he has been absolutely fantastic in the whole process. And then we also use One Cause for other events as well that we have through Granted, both like auction and events, as well as just general fundraising. So we've used different platforms since we work with several people. But anytime we have maybe a thing that stumps us a little bit, we put in a help ticket and we hear back within, you know, just several hours, we have answers back. So that's always been very good.
Shout out to James Richard and his team. I know he's always watching, you know, the turnaround time on those requests. So good for our customer service team. That's great to hear. This is just so exciting. Michelle, what does it mean to you to hear Katie and to know that she started off with $150,000 goal or thereabouts, exceeded that goal year one, and now a few years later, looking at $1 million fundraising event? What does that mean to you and the Over the Edge team?
Pride. The fact that it was Katie and her team that did it. We gave them the vehicle to get there and we got to help them. And it's getting up every morning and knowing that we're a small part in helping a community and doing that for everybody. But it's like Katie mentioned, it is a family. When I left their event this year, there was sadness because I wasn't going to get to see them in person for a year. It becomes more over. I believe everybody at Over the Edge feels like we own a part of every event. And if that event is successful, then we feel like we did our jobs. I can't even really put into words the excitement because, again, Katie will say it was a game changer. And prior to, I believe prior to Over the Edge, it was a golf outing that made about $5,000. Is what their biggest fundraiser was.
No.
Right. So for it to turn around the way it's turned around and in that, I can't put it into words. But I think everyone is sick of hearing me talk about Granted. I have tokens from Granted, which I know you can't see because I'm blurred, but sitting on my desk right here, I've got, I talk about Granted all the time and
I love the connection between the two of you. I mean, this is beyond a, you know, vendor nonprofit relationship. It's very special. I feel like you have that relationship with all of your nonprofit partners, which is beautiful to see. But if our audience is excited as I am, we can see and meet Over the Edge at the Raise Conference in September. I think you're planning some type of virtual reality type, you know, experience. So thank you for being a sponsor for Raise and helping education in our community for all of our nonprofit partners. So thank you so much. We adore the fact that you're part of our Raise community. But is that right? Are you planning something special at Raise for all of the attendees there?
100%. So Katie had mentioned the virtual rappel that they had on site for their event.
For the little kitties. Yeah. Oh, that's what you're branding.
Yep. We will have a tripod set up and we will have the virtual reality goggles. You'll get to wear all of the harnesses, the gear, and we will suspend you in the air and you will actually get to see, Katie doesn't know this, but the video we are using is from Katie's event. So
lovely.
It'll be like you're rappelling in Evansville, Indiana. And we have videos of when kids had done it. It's so real. They start moving their feet because they feel like they are on the side of the building. So I hope everyone can stop by and experience a small part of what Over the Edge is.
So fun. I mean, this is probably one of my most joyful podcast experiences because I am just grinning ear to ear. I think my jaws actually hurt. I'm getting chills. I'm so proud of both of you. I would like to close with on a mission moment, though. Katie, can you give us a little bit more about how to get involved, whether it's on a volunteer level, whether it's on a supporter donor level? We're going to get a lot of this in the show notes, how to get to Over the Edge, how to support Granted. But we would love to know how to get involved. What do you need and what opportunities are there for Granted?
Thank you. So we need rappellers. In order to have the event, we need rappellers. So if you are in the Evansville area on April 26th, please come and join our event, both either as a participant, as a volunteer on the ground, or just there just to enjoy the experience. If you're thinking about rappelling and you're scared, one of our, the first year, one of our WISH children, we had about 11 WISH children rappel each year, was just standing up ready to rappel. And one of our board members said, "Aren't you scared?" And she said, "Yeah, but I've fought and beaten cancer. You can't get more scared than that."
Oh my God.
So when you're thinking about, should I rappel? Should I do this? Think about, you know, the children or the organization you're working for, the struggles and the challenges they faced. And then you just have to do it scared sometimes.
Well, it's a lot less scarier than facing cancer, for sure. Mm-hmm. You're going to make me cry. So we're going to get a link to how to donate, how to rappel. So is your peer-to-peer site with One Cause live and published already for April? I think I said April 24th before. Let me make sure I get the dates right. It's April 26th this year in 2025.
It is. Our VIP day is the 25th, but the actual rappel for community rappel is April 26th.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure to get that right. So we'll get links to the mission, how to donate, how to participate. I think I can figure out how to get those links here at One Cause. So I'll make sure I have them. And of course, we'll get all the information about Over the Edge and how to get in touch with Michelle and how you too can do a fundraiser like this. And Michelle, maybe you can send me that picture if we have permission to use it of that little 11-year-old. Maybe you can send that over to me and we can use that in some of our social love if that works. But this, I mean, I can talk about this for another, you know, hour or so. It has just been so, so, so much fun. But Fearless Fundraisers, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this today's Raise Nation topic as much as I did, and your daily dose of fundraising inspiration. Tune in for a new episode release every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. That's Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for new episodes. But in the meantime, you can get Raise Nation Radio on anywhere you get your podcast channels, because we do stream in 10 different channels. We are on demand at onecause.com. And you can also find us on YouTube. So in all the places, you can just subscribe or follow us. And this way you can get notifications about all of our new guests. And if you're a nonprofit and you would like to join us on the show, we love to support great missions. So please don't hesitate to reach out. We would love to feature your story as well. So a huge shout out and thanks to my two guests. We have Michelle Hardrick from Over the Edge and Katie Taylor from Granted, a nonprofit. Just so excited to talk to you both today. I really appreciate you sharing some of your stories and your success and just your passion. But I do have to ask, because we ask all of our guests, any last words of inspiration? whoever wants to take that first.
I would say just keep going. Don't stop. You're doing it for a reason, and don't take no for an answer.
I love that, Michelle. How about you, Katie?
I think for mine would be just to enjoy the process and work to get your community involved. Tying it to your mission, it makes a difference.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to both of you on the success and how we've impacted Granted and the Granted community. Wish you both so much success. Katie, I'm going to try like the Dickens to get over to your event if I could.
Yeah.
And Michelle, I will see you in September at Raise. Thank you again so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a wrap. Until next time, I'm Dawn Lego. This is Raise Nation Radio. Stay fearless.